From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. An international group of nations led by the U.S. and Italy has agreed to back Libya's call for lifting sanctions on arms shipments to the North African country as a new unity government tries to take control. Fayez Sarraj, the prime minister of the fledgling Government of National Accord, or GNA, said lifting the embargo would support the country's military institutions and presidency council in the fight against Islamic State. He also said creation of a presidency guard is aimed at protecting the government and public spaces. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry said the international community support the government to acquire the weapons and ammunition needed to fight terrorism.
The arms embargo does allow for the Government of National Accord to request weapons if it needs them specifically to secure the country and to combat Daesh. That is the consideration. We will measure whatever requests there are for their legitimate arms requests with our call to all states to improve the enforcement of the arms embargo itself in order to prevent arms transfers from taking place to people outside of the GNA's authority.
But Kerry, speaking in Vienna, said world powers are not talking about troops or boots on the ground in Libya. The first round of talks to win a three-month border dispute between the Gambia and Senegal ended without agreement Monday. A border blockade by irate truckers began in February after Gambia imposed a hundredfold hike in fees on truckers entering Gambia from Senegal. That created shortages on both sides of the border. The fees were later dropped, but truckers are now demanding construction of a bridge to make transit easier. This is VOA News.